Recipes. Recipes this month are provided by the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana. Buffalo Chicken Dip by Corey Wills. Corey is an up-and-coming leader in the Federation of Indiana. He also works for Bosma Enterprise for the Blind and does a lot of work in our local Lions Club. Ingredients. 1 pound chicken breast, shredded. 1 8-ounce brick of cream cheese. 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese. 2/3 cup buffalo sauce. 1/4 cup bacon bits. 1 cup ranch dip. Method. Mix all ingredients in saucepan and heat through. This can also be microwaved. Do not overcook. Enjoy with corn scoops or tortilla scoops. Cream cheese ball by Corey Wills. Ingredients. 1 8-ounce block of cream cheese, garlic salt to taste, 8 green olives, 1/3 cup of shredded cheese, 4 slices of chipped beef, chipped honey ham or combination, sometimes I add 4 or 5 pieces of pepperoni, 1 onion if desired. Method. Take your cream cheese and set it out for about 1 hour to get room temperature. Take your meat, olives, cheese, and onion, if using one, and chop it in the food processor or small pieces by hand. Open cream cheese and put it on a plate and flatten it with a fork. Sprinkle garlic salt on cream cheese. Add your chopped meat, cheese, olive, and onion. Mix together. You can use a fork or your fingers. I like to add a little bit of the olive juice for flavor, but that's up to you. Refrigerate. This will keep for 5 to 7 days if you don't eat it all the first day. Barbecue pork by Corey Wills. Ingredients. 1/2 yellow onion, sliced. 2 to 3 pounds pork butt. 1/2 cup chicken broth. 1 cup barbecue sauce. Salt and pepper. Method. Place onion on bottom of crock pot. Rub the pork with salt and pepper. Place pork on top of onion. Pour chicken broth over pork. Pour barbecue sauce over pork. Cook on low for 8 hours. Pull apart with forks, then serve. Single Serve Apple Pies by Corey Wills. These are really good. However, only make what you are going to eat right away because they are not good reheated. The instructions have been broken down so that you can make only one at a time if you wish. Ingredients. Crescent rolls, 1/3 teaspoon brown sugar, 1/8 teaspoon cinnamon. Apples. I bought apple slices in a package, and they come with either peanut butter or caramel. That way, if I only want to make 3, I could eat the rest and have dip. Method. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Take 1 crescent roll, which is going to be triangular in shape. Mix the cinnamon and brown sugar together. Take the crescent roll with the wide end toward you. Sprinkle the cinnamon and brown sugar mixture on the crescent roll, leaving a pinch to dust the top. Take 1 slice of an apple. If it is really thin, you can use 2 slices. Put the apple slice on the wide end and roll it. Then sprinkle the rest of the cinnamon and brown sugar on top. Bake this for 11 to 13 minutes. Hamburger Pie by Gene Brown. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Gene Brown. Gene Brown is the First Lady of the Indiana Affiliate. She has been the state fundraising chair for over 30 years, and she is known in the affiliate for her famous fried chicken. Ingredients. 1 pound ground beef. 1 8-ounce can of Campbell's tomato soup. 1 8-ounce can cut green beans. 3/4 cup of grated cheese, more if desired. Salt and pepper to taste. 1 box of potatoes. Follow box instructions or use your favorite mashed potato recipe using 4 to 5 potatoes. Method. Preheat oven to 360 degrees while the ground beef is cooking over medium-high heat. Use a fork or spatula to break up the pound of beef. When the beef is cooked, drain the fat from the meat and transfer the meat to a glass baking dish or pan. Stir in the tomato soup and seasonings. Drain the green beans and add to the dish. Make sure all ingredients are covered with the soup. Use a large cooking spoon to put 4 or 5 heaping spoons of potato on top of the pie. Sprinkle the cheese on top of the potato mounds. Bake about 25 minutes or until the cheese is golden brown. Serve with a side salad, garlic bread, or rolls. Makes 4 to 5 servings. Enjoy! Mexican Casserole by Susan Jones. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Susan Jones. Susan is a longtime member of the NFB of Indiana. She is retired from the Social Security Administration. She also is one of the Bell Project teachers and does a lot of volunteer work in the community. Ingredients. 1 pound lean ground beef or turkey. 1 medium onion, chopped, 1 16-ounce can chopped tomatoes, 1 15-ounce can kidney beans, 4 teaspoons chili powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 cup grated cheddar cheese. Cornbread topping, 1 half cup cornmeal, 1 half cup whole wheat flour, sifted, 1 tablespoon sugar, 1 quarter teaspoon salt, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 2 tablespoons shortening, 1 egg, beaten, 1 half cup milk. Method. Brown meat and onion, add tomatoes, beans, and seasonings and simmer on low 10 minutes. Grate cheese and set aside. Lightly grease a 4-quart casserole dish and pour the meat mixture into it, top with the grated cheese. Mix up the cornbread and spread evenly over the top. Bake at 425 degrees for 20 minutes. Cut into wedges and serve upside down on plates.